Some replacement level dudes talking about their home team. Starting a Braves podcast was their daggum dream. They like Nick Markakis, even the long ball. One day they'll have more clout than Ken Rosenthal. Oh, you're listening to that Knockoma Nation podcast show. Oh, Knockoma Nation podcast show.
Heyo, it's another episode of the Knockoma Nation podcast show. I'm your host, Ken Hendricks. That's JT Holton.
Heyo.
And that over there, hiding low on his camera, is Josh Rhubarb Brown.
Good to see you guys. Good to be back with JT.
Hey, it is good to be back with JT. JT's looking schmexy tonight. He's got the
of sexy the American, and Mexican.
Yeah, something like that. You look a little that way. You got the American glasses on. Yeah. The glasses with the American flags in the grinder. Yeah, he's like you're like a more Georgia version of Eric Church tonight.
Considering he's from North Carolina, so
although Josh is covering the North Carolina version.
He's
of Eric
from
Church.
Boone and doesn't appreciate / recognize Boone, which up until now I thought.
So that, is that hang you, on, Josh? Hang on, wait, is hang you on, are even more on, Eric Church?
Hang
now.
On. So up until now I thought, what a douchebag. He never like talks about Boone or comes back to Boone or like gives any love. Mm-hmm. But now I understand why.
Yeah. I'm about to say, can you blame him? And doesn't Boone have Luke Combs now that they can claim? So they don't need Eric Church.
They do. Yeah. Well, yeah. He did that duet with
him. Luke Combs
is
kind of better anyway. Like, he's not really my cup of tea. Like, because I'm 30, almost 35, and Luke Combs is like 17. But that dude writes catchy songs. Holy cow. Every song
he can, he can write a hook.
Yeah, man.
He can write a hook. He can bait a hook.
No doubt.
There you go.
He used to live above the Papa John's here in town, like 3 years
I can
ago.
Tell by looking at him.
And now he's a zillionaire.
Yeah. 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 He's like an even fatter version of me that can actually play and sing. It's pretty nice. Yeah. So, fellas, while we're talking country music, did you hear about the Dickless Chicks now? They're no longer the Dixie Chicks.
The
Dixie-less Chicks. Did I say that wrong? I'm
if
sorry.
If they had a sense of humor about themselves, they would have gone with the Dickless Chicks.
That would have been much better. Yeah, but they totally don't have a sense of humor about themselves. For people that can write a funny song, they are not funny people at all.
The Chicks? Really?
The Chicks. I find the Chicks to also be offensive in today's culture. They should have gone with the gender fluid, persons of lighter skin.
Exactly.
This is exactly right. Yeah, the same argument where Lady A should have just been A, because, Lady infers there's two genders.
But, of course, then that's offensive to Canadians.
So, no, but then then you can have touring with the, and I think it would be a pretty good concert. Who are you going to see?
I just need Toby Keith to ring in on this. We're not the biggest Toby Keith fans because Josh has been blocked by him, but I just feel like Toby Keith has an appropriate answer for the Dixie situation.
We need Randy Owen. We need Randy Owen to hop on Twitter and release an official statement that says, "I have renamed Dixieland Delight your mom's delight." he ain't got a hair on his ass if he doesn't do that. Come on, Randy.
Josh, I appreciate you going for the edited version of that song title, Josh. That's nice of you. Your brand's changing. You're cleaning up your act.
Yep.
Randy Owen has been canceled because Alabama, just as a word, is offensive. So
apparently, apparently so.
People have been mean
for a long
in
time,
Alabama.
I actually thought they were from Alabama,
and then
I found out.
They're not from Fort Payne, Alabama?
They're literally from Fort Payne, Alabama.
But they got famous singing in South Carolina.
Do you guys hear me echoing?
Carolina,
I hear me echoing.
Beach.
Am I echoing?
I don't hear you.
No, you're fine on my ear.
I hear you. Okay. I feel like Lou Gehrig over here, but sorry.
Yeah, they got famous in Myrtle Beach, but they're from Bama. Did you say I feel like Lou Gehrig over here?
Minus the bad parts. Minus the disease. I meant with the echoing speech. Not the...
It's good to have JT back. We don't have this just me and Kenny, man.
It's not. We get all of us get too serious.
Well, the good news, Mr. Gehrig, is you get a disease named after you.
That's the good news. Now lay the bad news.
Did y'all hear about, did y'all see the Golden Girls? Like, an entire episode got removed.
Yeah, from Netflix.
It wasn't even black. It was they were wearing mud masks.
Yeah, yeah. But there is a joke.
I get there's a joke. They made some jokes in there. Yeah.
About looking like blackface.
Well, the episode,
or but
the actual, if you watch that episode, the episode was actually about like racial equality, and it was like good-hearted.
Right.
So the episode
they
was actually
They have no ability. These people that like cancel culture have no ability to see anything in context.
Yeah,
it's like let's tear down that emancipation statue.
Which is
and I'm
funny
like,
because
I think you missed the point of emancipation there.
You know, 19-year-old me or 18-year-old me as a college freshman had. I'm sure y'all might have had the same DVD of Chappelle's Show that everyone owned.
Oh
and
God!
Half
yes.
of it is him making fun of white people, and 18-year-old me was like, "This is the funniest 100%. Thing I've ever seen." Dave Chappelle is hilarious, and half of it is him dressed up as a white guy making fun of white people. And I'm like, yes, that's exactly us.
The black guy joining the KKK episode is probably that's one of the best episodes of Chappelle I've ever seen.
That was his pilot episode too. So like, talk about like knocking out of the park on your first swing. Like, you know, I know Jason Hayward hit a homer on his first new bat. That was the first episode of Chappelle's Show. So,
and then he had a whole episode dedicated to insulting the whitest guy I know, Prince. I mean, like, that was hilarious. It was
wait,
great.
You know Prince?
Well, not anymore. Oh, I mean, this huge dust storm coming in from the Sahara, I might have breathed some Prince in, let's be honest. But that's about the closest I know to Prince.
I hope that's the first time Prince has been inside you.
I hope. It's not Michael, JT. It's Prince.
Oh. He was kind of, I don't know, he seemed a little, you know, maybe. I don't think he's defined.
He's a little odd.
Defined by one.
He was
sexually
Prince?
Fluid, let's say. I think
the artist formerly known as Prince is also the gender formerly known as
Prince.
I just
assumed Prince was gay. He had to be gay, right?
I don't think he was.
I never thought he was gay.
I don't think he was technically gay. I don't think he.
Did you not. Josh, have you never heard the song Little Nicky? That doesn't seem like a gay guy wrote that song.
Unless Nicky short for Nicholas.
Maybe. That would make more sense with what's
maybe
going on
he's
during that song.
Like Robin wasn't gay, but Robin was kind of like just
fluid.
Yeah.
I think Prince didn't care, and he just expressed however he felt. And whatever.
I think if anything, Prince just played it up for commercial value. I think
there's
Prince
also
is very
that.
Much not gay, just if I'm being honest. But
if I ever change my name to a symbol, it's strictly for monetary gain.
Have y'all ever seen the tribute thing for George Harrison where Prince plays As My Guitar Gently Weeps? Have y'all seen that?
It rings a bell, but I can't remember it.
It's got Eric Clapton's on stage and Tom Petty and what's that other guy? From the Yardbirds, Jeff Beck is on stage, and they all play like intros and stuff to As My Guitar, and then Prince comes out and just slays it. I mean, it's crazy. And at the end of it, this is the important part. At the end of it, he throws his guitar in the air, like straight up, and it never comes down. And I have no idea how they did it. Like, I've seen a lot of stage stuff, and it's really cool. I've never figured out how they did
that. Don't they just have a guy up top that catches it, like a roadie on a...
No, I mean, this was on, like, a giant stage. Like, this was a huge concert stage. He would have had to throw the guitar 40 feet in the air for a roadie to catch it. You know
Prince
what I'm saying? And he, like, just... It had to be hooked to a string at some point.
Sure.
But he had played behind his back. He had, like, played with his teeth at one point during this thing. I mean, it's, like, full-on Jimi Hendrix-level tribute to George. And then he just throws it up in the air. And if you guys haven't seen it, I'm going to have to send it to you.
Have you heard the interview? It's freaking amazing. Eric Clapton was asked in an interview. The guy said, "What's it like to be the greatest guitar player in the world?" And he said, "I don't know. You have to ask Prince."
Yeah.
It was Eric Clapton's response.
Yeah, Prince is better than Eric Clapton, that's for sure. Well, most people are. He kind of sucks.
Well, Josh, you also have a disdain for Eric Clapton, let's be honest.
I saw Garth Brooks fly at a concert once. I always wondered how he did that.
A big old 320-pound.
I was like,
"Oh man,
what's his real name?" His first name is Troyle. His first name is Troyle. Troyle Garth Brooks. Yeah.
Wait. What?
I put the link in the chat, fellas. So you got the link there. You can let it just kind of quietly play in your background.
Hold up, Garth Brooks' first name is Troyle.
Let me double check that. I think that's right. Let me pull up the Wikipedia.
Do you know why when Garth Brooks decided he wanted to be a country singer? Have y'all watched any of that?
Yeah, it's
his
Troil.
Little special thing. Yeah. He decided
but Troy. How do you even spell that?
Troil. Like if Cowboy Troy was a king, he would be Troil.
No, that's not
Troy his... Al. Troy Al. He did Troy and Al and made
Stop.
Up words. Troil.
That's his real name.
Yeah, Troil Garth.
They've got this thing on Netflix, and I haven't watched it. I just watched
the
road I'm on.
And Garth was like, when he was 12, he heard George Strait on the radio, and he's like, "That's what I want to do when I grow up." And he kind of nailed it, to be honest. But but in the Squadcast chat, fellas, there's the link. You can skip to the very end of it if you want to.
Garth Brooks heard George Strait on the radio in 1974.
I don't know, man. That's what it said. That's what he said. I don't know. It seems incorrect.
Singing what?
Like, Amarillo by Morning was like 81.
Yeah.
Maybe he was 17. Maybe he said 17. Maybe it wasn't 12. Either way, that's like still.
George Strait still.
And I had the guitarist on stage. It was Tom Petty, Steve Winwood, and Jeff Lynne were all on stage. So.
Jeff Lynne, the forgotten guy in the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah, yeah. If you skip all the way to 6 minutes and 5 seconds, you see him throw the guitar up in the air and walk off stage. And that's the confusing part.
Steve Winwood doing there. Who invited him?
I don't know. I guess somebody. It's some
I like
amazing
your cap, JT.
Guitar play.
JT's cap says patron.
Patron,
yeah,
patron,
double meaning. It's made by this brand called Classic Georgia, and they have a whole Masters themed thing of hats and T-shirts. They have a green T-shirt and in yellow it just says Pimento Cheese $1.50, stuff like that. But I was like, oh, double meaning here because you can become a patron not only of Augusta National. They're not fans; they're patrons. But you can also become a patron here for Knockout Nation.
Yeah, shout out to
we got three new ones this week.
Yeah, shout out to Jarrett Spall. He was our latest patron, and also to Joseph Martin. Those guys going in with the high roller. One of them getting a free T-shirt, and one of them getting a shout out on the show, as well as the free T-shirt. And yeah, it's pretty slick. So yeah, thanks for supporting the show. We appreciate it. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/knockhomination. Join the nation, get you an awesome sticker. Get you a shout out on the show if you want to. Even get you your own T-shirt.
And you support something greater than yourselves, you know?
That you do. We need more people to join the nation and fight back against the
tyranny
of cancel culture, stat heads, and mask wearing.
Right.
Within reason. here we go. Fellas, let's do something different. You want to do something different for a little bit?
Sure.
I want to
take our pants off.
That's not different. I do that every week. Josh, don't share.
Don't stand up.
Like, I didn't ask to see it on video.
Sorry.
You're welcome to take them off, but not on video.
I thought you guys were serious. Sorry, I'm back.
I am serious. You're welcome to take them off. I just don't want to see, you know. there he goes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm back.
Thanks. All right, new game. Name that brave. Are you fellas ready? In this, I will name someone from the relatively current era of Braves baseball, meaning from 1990 up until now.
Okay.
We won't go back way deep in the annals.
It's definitely annals, Ken. We're not going in the annals.
Of Braves lore. But I'm going to tease you with a little bit of information.
And we can't Google. We can't Google.
About a Brave. Guys will not be Googling or using baseball reference or any other sort of workarounds.
What if we already know everything there is to know about?
Like, I don't think we can Google this.
Then you won't have any trouble.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
What this comes down to.
I don't think this is Googleable because there's a mystery player and we have to ask kind of 20 questions to figure out who it is. So if I say, hey, did he win the MVP? And you say, no, I can't Google Braves that didn't win MVP. That would help me out.
Here we go. Oh,
okay.
So from between 1990 and now, this Atlanta Braves baseball
player.
Wait.
Time out. Wait. Is this a contest? Whoever gets it first wins something?
Sure.
Let's just see if you can get it first, okay?
Okay.
This Atlanta Braves baseball player from California,
Casey Kochman,
was an All-Star and a Silver Slugger in his career.
Mark Kotze.
And no,
Freddie Freeman.
Josh, you have to actually ask questions.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, okay. Just well, Ken, stop giving this. Stop giving this thing. Stop giving this. Let's just ask a question. Okay, so we know this far. We know he's from
Did he ever play for the Padres?
Did he play for the Padres? That answer is incorrect. No, he did not.
Okay, so I get to ask a question. You said a Silver Slugger.
Yes.
Has he ever won any other awards?
Not that I know of.
Check baseball reference.
And you said one Silver Slugger?
I said, yes, that's correct. He has won a Silver Slugger.
And no other awards?
Not that I'm aware of.
What do you mean not that you're aware of? I mean, can you verify
I'm looking at the page. Okay. There's no other ones listed. Maybe he won something in college or high school that I don't know about.
Okay, yes, but if baseball reference missed it, it probably didn't matter.
I'm just saying, yes.
Yes,
from California.
Perfect attendance in the fourth grade.
One Silver Slugger. Did he play shortstop?
He is listed as having played several positions, but the only one that matters was not shortstop.
Just yes or no, kid. You're going to give out too much info.
No.
So not shortstop, okay.
And I actually lied. He didn't play any other positions, but no, he was not a shortstop.
Shortstop. Was this an outfielder?
No, it was not.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe you should. May I give hints in the direction you should ask to help you a little bit?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Why don't we pull this? Why don't we say we each have a wild card? We each have a hint card that we can play, and then you can say, "Hey, he was born in this city." Or
I got you. I got you. I can move you. I can move you a little closer to the general prize.
Yeah, because I mean. So far, we know he was born in
California.
One Silver Slugger, not a shortstop, and not an outfielder.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever serve on a foreign organization that helped rescue sex traffickers in the Middle East?
Not that I'm aware of. No,
okay.
I don't believe he did.
So it's not. I know Adam who LaRoche. You're.
I know. Okay. I know Adam LaRoche. And no, it was not him.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Also, yeah. I hear a baby crying.
That's Bo. That's
we have
Bo.
Upset Bo. Bo knows. Bo's like, I know the answer,
so,
JT.
So it's a second baseman or a third baseman.
I didn't say a second
or
baseman.
Or a first baseman. Well, it's not a shortstop.
Or a catcher.
Or a catcher.
Oh, why don't you just say,
oh, I know
just
who
stop
it is.
Say it. Okay. All right. Is this person... Was this person an all-star?
Yes.
Was this person a catcher?
Yes.
Was this person Johnny Estrada?
Yes.
Oh! Wait, you just asked two questions back to back. Johnny Estrada.
That's true, he did.
Woo! With no age, no age in the game.
All right, are you ready for the next one? We can do this. We can do a couple of these at a time.
Okay,
this is
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of fun.
Yes
guys.
Or no questions.
This is a lot of fun.
Let's keep it. Let's keep it. Yes or no, Ken. Don't give out hints.
Okay,
you want
I will
us to
be
win
more.
So bad.
I will be far more strict this time.
Okay.
So does that work?
That was our first trial run. It's Kevin Millwood.
Okay. Drum roll while I acquire the next person.
Was this person traded for Johnny Estrada?
No. Okay, here we go. This former Atlanta Brave.
Okay, that's what we know he's a Brave.
Former.
Why are you giving hints? You're starting out giving hints. Let's just ask.
Well,
we already know who it is now. You said former.
There you go. This former Atlanta
Brave. Now you're giving away... You let me know it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is
Josh?
What? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. I won't tell you.
All right, Josh. Go.
I was gonna like give you a little intro.
Former Atlanta Brave.
We're good.
Yeah.
We know it's Greg a former Brave. We're good.
Yeah.
He's from Canada. Let me leave.
Oh my
you
God.
Pete Orr. That
it's
hint.
Pete Orr.
It is not Pete Orr.
How is it not Pete Orr?
It's not Pete Orr.
That's
not who it is.
You're a liar.
How is it not Pete Orr? It's not Pete Orr.
Wait, the Braves traded Freddie Freeman.
Mm-mm. Freddie, okay, so you said, all right, Ken started off with Canadian and former, and Josh started with Pete Orr. It's not Pete Orr, so there's our third clue.
I don't
so
believe
former
it's not
Brave,
Pete Orr.
Canadian, not Pete Orr.
It's not Pete Orr, I promise.
Is this a pitcher?
No.
Okay, field it. Josh, you have the floor is yours.
Fielder from non-pitcher from Canada.
Former
Brave. You said former Brave.
Yeah, I mean he's not currently playing. No.
Former Brave that played the field, Canadian, not named Pete Orr.
Someone is out there right now jumping up and down their car saying, "I know the answer."
Like, what?
Yeah. They're like some kind of Canadian buff. No, it's not obvious.
I figured
it's really not. I just know there's somebody like Brave Stats out there that's like, "I know every Canadian player that's ever played for the Atlanta Braves."
Was this person on the 95 World Series?
No.
Team.
No, not at all.
Was this person an all-star?
No.
No all-star appearances?
No.
Okay, it's kind of a loose question, but I trust that you can give me a yes or no answer just based on common sense.
Yeah.
Was this player a home run hitter?
I would say no, but let me just... No, not really. I mean, he is not like a he is not like a only singles hitter, he is not
like,
someone
like
I would consider a big bopper.
Have more than 200 career homers?
No,
okay,
definitely not.
And it's not Pete Orr.
Definitely not.
Sounds like Pete Orr. I'll be honest with you. Is it this Mike Mordecai?
No,
it,
it's not.
Oh, dang it.
It's not. Not Mike Mordecai.
He sounds Canadian. Yeah. Yeah. I would guess he's Canadian. Mike Mordecai.
Mike Mordecai.
You know?
Sounds Canadian.
Yeah, he's from Birmingham, Alabama. Mike Mordecai is just letting you know.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
That's what we get for judging a book by its cover. Was this guy a shortstop?
No. Definitely not.
Was this guy a utility
Kenny
player?
Can't help but get like.
Was he a utility player? Or did he have a main position?
He had a main position, but he did play more than one position.
According to his wife.
yeah, but he was a one. Okay, early in his career, he played multiple positions. Late in his career, he played one. So
there's. Always more. Kenny just always gives. Let's see. Golly. There's so many guys that look Canadian that could be Canadian.
Yeah, Andre Scalarraga's like not Canadian.
You're going to have to dig deep for this
He's
one.
From
I'm
Columbia.
Not giving any freebies, fellas. I know I'll give
is
some
it
hints.
Is it Brian Hunter?
It is not Brian Hunter.
Scott Thorman.
It is Scott Thorman!
JT!
Dropping it out of here! It was Scott Thorman! Wow, the way to pull it out of nowhere. Scott Thorman played for the Atlanta Braves for 2 years. He was
I remember Scott Thorman.
Do you know he played for no other professional Major League Baseball team?
Really?
And had a career WAR of -1.
Baseball is worse because you played...
415 at bats, 16 home runs, batting average of .222 with 2 stolen bases.
Wow.
Scott Thorman. First baseman,
sounded Canadian,
and left fielder.
It sounds Canadian, Scott Thorman. Like it sounds,
does.
Yeah.
It does. Wow. I'm having fun with this. Do y'all want to do one more?
Right, we'll do one more. Tiebreaker.
Let's do one more. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys talk a little bit about Scott Thorman while I pull up the last.
I was at a Turner Field. And Scott Thorman was starting at first base during whatever year that was. What was that, 07, 08, 09? I don't know.
Ooh, it was rough times. Yeah, it was kind of
It was 07, yeah, 06, 07 is when he was there.
I was there with Chris Bartelski, and we were booing his ass. We were booing him, and he hit the most laser upper deck dinger I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Like Gary Sheffield style. Like, when he connected with the one? Which was rare. It was crazy. We're standing there booing his ass, you know, and he hits this just missile.
to I the get upper him deck. And Mike Hessman, who's the real life Crash Davis, confused all the time, like in my head. Like if they sat down on the couch next to each other, I wouldn't know which one's which. And I say that because Mike Hessman has the most career minor league home runs of all time.
It's okay.
Mike Hessman.
Here we go. Are you guys ready for your right. This one may be simple. We'll see. We will see. All right. Ready. This former Atlanta Brave is a very decorated baseball player.
Very decorated. Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Like, literally, or you mean awards?
Awards.
He just awards. Has a bunch of Christmas
No, that's a good question. It's a good question. He could be, like, super tattooed or something, and I could have been implying
okay,
that.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Although that wouldn't, that's not the Braves' way, so that wouldn't.
That's true.
Okay. Was he on the 95 World Series team?
He was not.
Did he play in the year 2000?
He did not. Oh, well, he played baseball. He did not play for the Braves in 2000.
Oh, I know what it is. What's Neon Deion.
It is not Neon Deion.
Oh.
Was this a pitcher?
It was not a pitcher.
Was this person on the 91 World Series team?
He was not on the 91 World Series team. I'm making sure that... No, he was not.
Is it Fred McGriff?
It is not Fred McGriff.
Was this person a catcher?
This person was not a catcher. I was more generous with the first two. I'm not giving any hints on this one.
Yeah. I think I know who it is.
The game is where you guess the player, Josh.
It's Andrew Jones.
It is not Andrew Jones. You're incorrect. Josh, that makes two strikes for you on actual player guesses. Just being clear here.
Okay.
Was this person an infielder?
This person was an infielder. Correct.
Is it Brett Boone?
It is Brett Boone. JT.
What?
Coming out of
Shut
nowhere.
The front door.
With
How?
Brett Boone.
How the hell?
Oh, he played 1 year. 1 year in Atlanta.
1999.
Yeah.
Atlanta Braves, Brett Boone.
And then he won all those World Series rings with the Yankees.
Three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover, two-time Silver Slugger.
Played with the Reds for a while. Bob, his dad
Seattle?
Was a manager. Seattle.
I'm thinking of Aaron.
And he did not play for the Yankees at any point in his career, Joshua.
Sorry.
He played quite a few years for Cincinnati and I think it was 6 years or 7 years for Seattle and about 5 years, 6 years for Cincinnati. And he did play for San Diego 1 year.
I forgot about Brett Boone.
We had to get rid of him because we were bringing in Kilvio Varus, and we were all excited.
He played a full year for the Atlanta Braves, batted .252 with a .310 OBP.
Yeah.
It was not very good. It was just not his best season. But the thing about Brett Boone was he was a good defender. There was that. He was an all-star the year before that, and he was an all-star 2 years after that and 5 years after that. So.
I remember as a kid being really excited that we got Brett Boone. I was like 13, and I knew he was like, I believe he came from Seattle.
Yeah.
I think. And then went to Cincinnati.
I think I've got his.
No, I think he was in Cincinnati.
Was he in Cincinnati? I can't remember his background.
Yeah, he came from Cincinnati to Atlanta, then went to San Diego, and then went to Seattle.
Seattle. Yeah.
He started his career in Seattle as well, but that was only 2 years.
Well, because I really like those Mariners teams because Griffey got me into it. And of course, they had Jay Buhner and Edgar and Randy Johnson. They were just cool.
That was a nice guess, JT. I can't believe you just pulled that one out of thin air because Brett Boone is a guy I forget. I forgot he was an Atlanta Brave.
Because it was only 1 year. Like, it was that 1 year rental. It was like like Wally Joyner and guys like that. They were just.
I think I got a Bobby Boone card. Didn't their dad play?
His dad's name was Bob Boone. Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Boone. Yeah. And Brett and Aaron were his sons.
That was fun.
I never thought that Aaron. Of the two, would have the more probably distinguished baseball career when all said and done. Being a manager, having one of the more dramatic home runs in Yankees history. There's Bob Boone. There's his father.
Bob Boone. Josh has a card. There's always a card for that. Because
Aaron kind of sucked. Aaron was kind of not good his whole career. And he hit that one home run in the playoffs to beat the Red Sox. And now he's the manager of the Yankees.
Yeah. So baseball's back, fellas. Or so they say. We've got spring training starting very soon, or summer training, or whatever we're going to call it. Summer camp? One time at summer camp. Anyway, I'm not going to touch that. The weird thing, fellas, is this. Okay, so first of all, we had the writers tell us how bad the owners were because they wouldn't sign an agreement and start playing baseball. Now the same writers are informing us of how stupid the owners are for trying to play baseball in the middle of a pandemic. Have you guys noticed this? Have you seen the subtle implication? It's coming. It's going to be outright before long, but they're subtly moving that way. Have you guys seen it already? Keith Law already talking about how dangerous it is.
I called this from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like it did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna it started. You're right. It's already started. It's gonna get worse. They're gonna get shamed. It's gonna the outbreak. The cases are going up, but no one talks about the death count except for Clay Travis and like three other guys. Yeah, I don't know, man. I joke and I'm silly and I talk about how it's not gonna happen this year, and I still think it probably won't, but. I'm looking forward to it, man. I just am.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to baseball.
Even though the whole new rules are a bunch of horse shit. I hate all that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I really do.
The man on second stuff is just so ridiculous.
Dumb. Yeah, I listened to the Guys Night Out, little pub there for our buddy Kevin McAlpin. They had Snit on, and Snit made a comment that I'm glad we don't have Brian McCann on the team anymore, because what if he ended the inning before and now we got to start with McCann on second base? What are you going to do? But they brought up a good point with that. Like 20 years ago, the answer is simple. You just bunt the guy over and then hope for a sac fly. But I don't know if that's the way the game is played anymore. I think in this year, you just kind of, if you're going to throw out and try silly rules, this is the year to do it. And to the point of people like Keith Law, they're worried. If you want to wait until no one has coronavirus to play baseball, we're going to be sitting around for 3 years before we see a baseball game played. No one gets it anymore.
Speaking of coronavirus, all these numbers and everybody's freaking out. Oh, my God, everybody's getting the coronavirus. All these 30-year-olds are getting it. Like, wasn't that kind of the point? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing it here. But, like, the whole slow the curve thing was so that we could move towards herd immunity, I think was the language they used.
It was the point.
So that young people would get it and not kill everyone when they got it. And the death toll part would still be pretty low. Not that anybody should want to get it necessarily, but... I think that's kind of the point, was that we're all going to get it. Let's hope we get the young people through it and can slow it down some, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, it sounds bad to say that, but yeah.
Did you guys ever read about the, I think it was called the Hong Kong flu of 1969?
I don't think I've heard of that one. Mm-mm.
Like, I'm going to sound like a Breitbart conspiracy theorist, but this is totally true. There was a huge flu outbreak in 1969 during Woodstock. Like 100,000 Americans died that year from not the seasonal flu, this particular flu. And, nothing. They didn't do anything. They didn't shit anything. They had Woodstock. They just lived their lives.
They tripped a lot of acid. Yeah. It's like, forget about the real world.
I still want to point out, too, that Dr. Birx has said publicly that she still thinks this is a like the death toll is like 25% inflated just because of, the weirdness going on with hospitals and the incentives they have and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think Keith Law would be a lot cooler if someone had ever offered him some drugs. He might be a little more.
Yeah.
He didn't seem like a very chilled out guy.
Or some sex, if he ever got laid.
He seems tightly wound.
He has kids, but that doesn't really mean anything.
He could have adopted
them. Of course, once you have kids, you may not, like a lot of people don't have sex anymore after that. So just saying.
This is true.
There's a lot of truth in that.
Just stay.
But
at
yeah, touch. But yeah, the baseball is coming back. The Brave 60 man. I think this is important to touch on because if I'm being honest here, there's a lot happened this offseason that most of us don't remember anything about.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So let's take a look at a few of those things and see what we can remember about this offseason. So, first of all, did you guys remember that the Braves have that guy that plays in the outfield?
Marcel Ozuna.
Marcel Ozuna.
Oh, yeah. Marcel Ozuna. Is he the guy that hit like 241? People think he's good?
Yeah, he was also that guy that climbed a fence to catch the ball that landed before the warning track.
I remember that guy.
Yeah, he did that too.
I remember that guy.
Yeah. He's got a neon arm sleeve, which is very offensive.
The neon arm sleeve, I remember that.
It shows how selfish he is.
Didn't he get slapped with a bar of soap or something like that?
Yeah, I think his wife hit him in the face with a soap dish.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, so there's that, and so we got Marcel Ozuna. Adding to that, you're also I don't know if you remember this, fellas, but a pretty good deal was offered to Travis d'Arnaud.
I forgot about Travis d'Arnaud. Yeah, the catcher guy from the
Travis d'Arnaud. Yeah, he's not the one with the bad band, is he?
No, that's his brother. No.
Okay. You know, Chase blocked me on Twitter.
I'm not surprised. You kind of insulted him.
Yeah, you made fun of him a lot.
Yeah,
did I? I thought I was his only fan.
Yeah.
Let's hope his brother can block the plate half as good as his. He can block on Twitter.
That was nice. That was nice.
That's right.
We also have Tyler Flowers back there, but with the 60-man player pool, I guess the Atlanta Braves want a lot of pitchers to have catchers to catch baseballs being thrown to them because they added like 7 guys or 8 guys to the catching list.
To be fair, Ken, when you see 60 guys in a pool, several of them are going to be catchers. Yeah, they're going to be catchers.
That's true. Logan Brown, never heard of him. Braves' 30th prospect, apparently. Don't have a clue who he is, so there you go. He's on there. William Contreras, of course, he's a future guy. I could see Contreras getting a few appearances this year. I don't think he's quite ready, and they're going to fully turn him loose, but there's always that option. Travis d'Arnaud, Tyler Flowers, Alex Jackson. My guess is he's still trade bait, but you'll see him at...
Don't say that. He took a picture with my daughter at Chop Fest. He was very nice.
I'm just saying. He's probably going to get traded to like someone like the Pirates or some team
and
that
win
has
several
no
MVPs. Thank you, Alex.
Okay, Shea Langeliers and Jonathan Morales. All those guys are on the 60-man player pool.
I'm torn on.
Wait,
Shea
Jonathan
Langeliers.
Morales, the catcher.
Jonathan Morales, the catcher, is in the 60-man player.
I didn't know that. He's really good. I covered him in 2016 for the Rome Braves, and
My best guess is like Langeliers, Morales, Logan Brown. My guess is those guys are there to basically catch bullpens for all the other pitchers
that
they've got.
Me and like maybe just Jonathan Morales' mom thought he was going to be like the shit like 5 years ago.
Look at him now.
He went to Miami-Dade where Piazza went. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, well, so he knows how to catch.
He really is a catcher. nice job.
Question about Shea Langeliers. When he hits a homer, do we tweet Shea Bangaliers or Shea Out of Here's?
What if we call it Shea Chandeliers? What if we call it Shea Chandeliers?
No, Kenny. No, that's not
like he hit it into the chandeliers. Like,
that'd be a pop up, Ken. That'd be a pop up.
Okay. Also, since his name is
Shea
Out
of Here's,
do we make
Shea
a big deal if he hits a home run against the Mets, even though it's not Shea Stadium anymore?
I'm just curious. Yeah, because I still call it Shea. I mean, to be honest, I don't say City Field. Feels like a Shea.
Pitching-wise, reminder that the Atlanta Braves have quite a few pitchers now. Cole Hamels is one of them, and he's back healthy, apparently, and will be ready to start the season. Also, Felix Hernandez, still a Brave.
I remember that.
King Felix. Yeah, going to be on the list. Let me just run through a few of the other
Braves.
He
played in Seattle with Brett Boone.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure he's that old.
I think you're 100% right. He did.
Oh, wow.
Let's run through a list of the pitchers that they've added to the pool. Some of these guys are getting experience. Some of them you may actually see in the bullpen at the very least. So we got Tucker Davidson, Grant Dayton, of course, Max Fried, Tyler Matzek. Matzek is a guy that you probably might see in relief, but they're also just trying to get him some experience against major league stuff. A.J. Minter, Kyle Muller, Sean Newcomb, Philip Pfeiffer, Chris Rusin, Jared Schuster, and for those that may not remember, Will Smith.
Oh, I forgot about Will Smith.
Before Jared Schuster, you said Chris Rusin?
Chris Rusin, yeah.
Never heard of him.
Who is Chris Rusin?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then on the right-handed pitcher side, we've got the one and only Ian Anderson. I hope he gets some starts. We'll see. Oh, yeah. But I would like to see him get
excited
a few starts.
Bonus baby.
Jaceel De La Cruz. I don't know. I hope De La Cruz. He's kind of been an innings eater in the minor leagues. So it'd be interesting to see what he does. He's got stuff, but like I don't know if I ever really thought he would make it to the majors. So
it's Spanish for Jaceel of the Cruz. Mm. Most people don't know that.
He likes to cruise. Mike, I wonder if he got COVID while he was on the cruise. Mike Foltynewicz, and then, of course, the Atlanta Braves still have Shane Tattoo Man Green. He
very
kinda sucked for
highly,
the Braves last
highly
year.
Decorated Shane Green.
A lot of people weren't a fan of Shane Green down the stretch, but we'll see if he turns that around. Of course, Felix Hernandez, we mentioned. Luke Jackson. The best reliever
who does follow us on Twitter officially.
Yeah, he does. Probably listening right now. Hello, Luke.
He probably.
And then a few other additions during the offseason. We've got Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Ooh, wow!
Did
yes.
you forget about Chris Martin? That's the bullpen here.
Kind of did.
The bullpen here is looking pretty strong, fellas. Mark Melanson, Darren O'Day signing the short, cheaper contract.
Who was rumored to not even be a real person until I actually finally saw him in a game after like 2 years on the roster.
Oh, yeah.
The cool thing about this is we're going from last year Luke Jackson being the opening day closer to Luke Jackson being like your sixth or seventh inning guy if you want him to be. I mean,
still being the best pitcher on the team the whole time. So.
Very possibly, yeah. The Atlanta Braves, though, are looking pretty good. Also, we got Chad Sabatka, the big 6'6" guy, or 6'8" guy. Sabatka kind of sucks at times.
When he's on, though.
He's got stuff when he's on, you know. Yeah. You just keep hoping he
figures something
out.
Have y'all ever tried to say that to, like, one of those, like, literal analytical nerds? Have you ever tried to say that, like, when he's on, he's on?
Yeah.
And they're like, what does that even mean, when he's on, he's on?
Because sometimes I have better days at work than other days. Just like Chad Sabatka.
Believe
me, because
that?
I've been on Twitter and
how
I've said, we're like, Chad Sabatka. I've said that. And, yo, sometimes he did suck. Sometimes
or
I'm like,
Chad Sanatka.
Right? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What does that even mean?
Are you done as ghostwriter? But that happens. That's called being a Major League Baseball player. Sometimes the other guy is better than you are that day.
Especially when you're a 6'8" lefty. I mean, let's be honest. There's not many 6'8" lefties that have it on every day.
Imagine thinking that stuff matters.
Yeah, yeah. Josh Tomlin going to be back with the
Braves. How great is
our Josh? Huge fan.
So we have Josh Tomlin and Chris Martin on the same team. You talk about some worship albums coming out.
Right.
Luke Jackson being the front man. Josh Tomlin and Chris Martin, man, it's going to be
Chris
like,
Martin.
How great is our slider?
Chris Martin was it because I think to me the whole postseason hinges on Chris Martin. If he hadn't gotten hurt, but coming out to warm up and he took one bad pitch and tweaked a groin or something,
oh, yeah.
And then Luke had to come in cold, you know, whatever.
Josh, what if they go by seventh inning instead of third day? Would that work? I don't know.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Okay.
No.
All right. Mike
how about I got it, guys. Jars of K.
Oh! Oh! Jars of K. Wow. Wow. There you go.
That was for
That's
you, Luke.
Nice. Leave it in there. Josh is going to tweet that immediately so we don't forget it.
Oh my god!
But also making the list, we got Tukey Toussaint. I hope Tukey puts it together. I know, Josh, you've questioned Tukey ever figuring it out, but his stuff is some of the best in baseball when it's just your stuff. It's just a matter of if he can figure it out.
He can't pitch with people on base. So that's
well,
the
he also
he was put into bad he was put into bad situations last year too, though. You know,
also, he's the Braves only that I know of. I could be wrong, but at least he was like up until 2 years ago the only Boris client, which obviously doesn't really matter performance wise. But
you say we're not going to re-sign Tukey Toussaint?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Is he also the only black straight up African American on the Atlanta Braves?
Straight up. Like,
well, I mean, like you've got Marcelo Ozuna, but Ozuna is
like
Dominican, Latino, right?
Dominican.
Yeah, right.
Tukey from like sounds like he's from Haiti.
No, Tukey's 100% American.
He's from
he grew up American.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, his name is obviously foreign.
Yes, his parents
were
from
Haiti.
Haiti.
Yeah. Haiti. Sounds that. Got that French.
He's American.
Dude, I will tell you this. Tukey looks like a linebacker in person. Like, I know he looks big on TV, but when he walks by you, like, I was at Chop Fest, and he walked past, and my Lord, he is a middle linebacker.
And for the record, I'm not making any kind of statement about diversity or anything. I just think he's the only African-American on the Atlanta Braves.
No, it is sad. Interesting.
It's actually, like, we talk about it, it's a little sad. It's a little sad. That's a lot of kids in America that you kind
of... That being said, there's a lot of black guys on the team. It's not like they're being racist towards the color of a person's skin. It's just like...
Oh, believe me, if you don't like anyone but white people, you're going to have a terrible baseball team.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Same.
And you're not going to have many people to cheer for in Atlanta. Freddie Freeman and Tyler Flowers. Have fun. Dansby Swanson. But also, we've got Jacob Webb. A lot of people
sneaky
think
good,
Jacob Webb's pretty good.
Sneaky.
Yeah. Patrick Weigel. I'm excited to
Wags.
See P-Wags and see if he knocks somebody out to get a spot.
Remember when Jacob Webb was like, the greatest closer of all time for like a week.
I don't even remember. That's how
you don't remember
how
that
much.
Yeah, there was like a week where he was like Craig Kimbrell or something. It was crazy. So the 60 man. So the 60 man. Where did? So if you're not on the 25 man or whatever, where
so
are
the way
you?
This,
what are you?
The
doing?
Way this works
like
is
a
60
cell?
Man player pool. Will be able to stay at like whatever the Atlanta Braves deem as their training facility,
probably
basically.
Gwinnett.
So whether it's, there's been some talk of possibly Gwinnett. There's been other talk of other places. I don't know what the verdict was officially.
Maybe Roswell High School.
There was also talk of maybe keeping a crew in Florida. So I don't know what the verdict will be. Yeah. My guess is Gwinnett though, because it would be close.
I think the move is Gwinnett, and they're going to practice there, and basically
that would make sense. Right?
Have some simulated games, basically play sandlot baseball all day, waiting to be called over to Atlanta. Because I heard an interview, and they were saying how big is it that the Braves have Gwinnett here, whereas some people's AAA affiliate, it might be like a full day's flight away.
Well, that's cool. So this gives guys like Mike Foltynewicz an opportunity to make the team.
Yeah, right, Josh. Also, Bryce Wilson, Kyle Wright, Oscar Yanoa. I hope Yanoa makes it. That dude's got like eight pitches.
So many good puns to make with Oscar Yanoa.
What? He's like,
you know what I mean?
Can we just make sure there's no nooses near the bullpen when he's out there? Because I don't want to lose Oscar the way
NASCAR
did.
That's NASCAR.
Okay.
I was thinking more of Tracy Chapman's fast car for Oscar.
Okay. Oscar the Grouch. Oscar.
Oscar the Grouch. I like it.
Oscar, you know, the Grouch. But yeah, so the way the 60-man pool works is this, Josh. First of all, there is no 25-man roster anymore. Even if baseball had been normal, there would not have been because they've moved 26. To 26.
Okay.
So my understanding, JT, correct me if I'm wrong, opening week.
Don't
you
look
get
at me.
30,
I'm not boggy.
I believe it's a 30-man roster the first week. No. Then it drops to 28. Then it drops to 26.
Yeah, like
that
it
you're
pairs,
allowed to
pairs
play.
Down a little bit. Like you got to you keep cutting it down and cutting it down.
Basically,
cool.
What that is allowing is for pitchers that don't go quite as deep early in the season to be able to kind of get that
buddy.
Hey, buddy. Bo wanted to make his first appearance on the show.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
What's up, buddy?
You see yourself?
Hey.
He looks disinterested in all this.
Hello,
he doesn't have
Bo.
To...
Good night, Bo.
Bring him back when he has an opinion. This is a podcast. You know, he can't just be quiet. He has to say something.
No, give him a minute. He'll give you his opinion, I promise.
Good night, Bo.
And then let's talk a little bit. Outfielders, we got, of course, Ronald Acuña Jr., Adam Duvall.
You think I might be Acuña?
I don't know. We'll see.
I mean,
Ender Inciarte, Nick Markakis, Marcelo Zuna. And then the two interesting ones, Christian Pache and Drew Waters.
Strike out every second at bat Waters.
But is Ender and Pache not the most interesting two guys to me to watch? Because with the way things are set up, I mean, I would assume Pache is going to get some playing time. Well, I mean, you don't want him not playing all year. You know what I mean? You want to face some pitching. At the same time, you go, okay, there is a trade deadline. I think it's August 11th or something like that. So it gives you about not long at all to evaluate Ender. And Mm-hmm. Clearly, he's not part of the future plans when you look at the outfield.
My thoughts is that they're probably not going to make a move. And first of all, it's a 60-game season. Why would you trade any depth unless somebody was just being ridiculously stupid about it? Also, the interesting thing to hang on here to, JT, is a lot of players are opting out of the season. Ryan Zimmerman's already opted out of the season. Joe Ross.
Is it Ross? Joe Ross.
That doesn't sound right. Anyway,
I think it is Ross.
That dude's opted out of the season as well. And there's other players, and there will be more.
Mike
Leake, decide,
I saw, has opted out. Yes, he plays for now.
They've decided that they don't want to risk the COVID to play this year.
Come on,
and
Bryce Harper, opt out.
He's not a Democrat.
Most baseball players aren't. But what will be interesting to see is if any of the Braves do, because first of all, the Braves have a very young team.
Well, let's talk about it. Who on the Braves is a Democrat?
I don't know.
Let's go around the horn. I can't think of. Okay, Tyler
Freddie Freeman's
Flowers.
A Democrat.
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
Probably.
California slash Canadian.
It's a possibility. Yeah.
It's not Charlie Culberson. It's not Kekas.
No. Acuna. Most of the
definitely
Spanish
not
guys
Tyler Flowers. Not
actually
Tyler
love
Flowers.
Trump.
Tyler Flowers, yeah. No, not at all.
Right.
Travis d'Arnaud.
Dansby Swanson.
You know, Shane
Dansby.
Green.
Dansby definitely.
Shane
Dansby's
Green will opt out. Shane Green's a Democrat.
I don't think it'll just be the Democrats. I know you're being a little tongue-in-cheek here, but I think it'll mostly be guys that don't have anything to gain by playing a short season. So, like, Ryan Zimmerman's made, like, $140 million in his career, and if he plays this season, he would make, like, $730,000. So, like, there's really no point
across
for him
the diamonds.
To do it.
I really don't know
exactly.
He's
like,
anyway.
Washington, this is probably a net gain for Washington, if we're being honest.
I could see Dansby opting out because he can't be his best self. That's important to Dansby.
No, he's not a Democrat. No.
Yeah, he is. I bet he is.
No, not
100%
Dansby.
Bet that
no.
he is.
He, I think he's whatever Migos tells him.
Yeah, I think
him.
He is.
I don't think he is. I think Dansby's Republican.
Have you not watched his? I mean, Josh, he put cornrows in his hair
His daddy's name's Cooter. His mama is a teacher.
He grew up in Marietta.
He knows the truth, though.
He is Jeff Donahue that plays baseball.
Oh, my God.
Dansby grew up hanging out at the mall on Saturdays.
You might be right, yeah.
He's a wimp.
I love you, Jeff.
Jeff's pretty lost right now.
Adam Duvall.
Oh, wow. Good one, because he's diabetic.
I did seriously wonder if Duvall might take the year off. If I were him and weren't going to get paid a lot of money, I definitely would. Because
I don't know the answer, and I have to ask Boggy. I'll shoot him a text. I don't know if that any medicine that he takes would make him, like, is it immunosuppressant that would make him more?
No. Having diabetes, period.
Just bring an EpiPen.
Is bad news. EpiPen, here we go again.
Like Pulp Fiction, just stab yourself.
No,
in the
no,
heart.
No. My uncle is a pulmonary, what do they call it? Respiratory
doctor,
therapist. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
Respiratory therapist, and so he's had to work with a lot of COVID patients, and he said the ones that have the hardest time with it are diabetics. Like it's bad news for diabetics.
So,
get it.
Hang on to the fact, and maybe we'll break something here, but hang on to the potential that Adam Duvall does not play this year.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked, and I wouldn't blame him. I 100% wouldn't blame him.
And it may help answer. Now, I'd like to have Adam Duvall on the team because Adam Duvall can
for sure.
Crush
what if, though? What if he's such a Republican that he's like, I'm doing it. I'm going to live my life, baby. I'm going to do it.
I like how Josh just summarizes everyone's opinions on whether they're a Republican
like,
or Democrat.
Like, you kidding me, a Republican.
Totally true.
It's like, hey,
totally,
I'm going to vote for Trump, but also I don't want it.
You go.
Oh, my
hey,
gosh.
Listen. I know. I admit that I'm ignorant. Okay, I'm out. I'm out about it.
Okay, cool. Anyway,
I mean, I'd like to have Adam Duvall, but we have a crowded outfield, and I think you know Austin Riley can cover whatever.
See, You see, crowded is a weird thing because you have the extra man now. So
right. With
a 26 man, I don't know that you have to have it. And if Adam Duvall can bop homers as a pinch hitter,
sure,
and Enrich Yarte can steal bases as a pinch hitter, and you know Drew Waters can steal bases.
If Duvall opts out, we know that it's probably because of health issues, and we know that he's either a Democrat or a Republican. Okay,
if he
plays, he's not just a Republican. He's like. Dude's going to the Drudge every damn morning. He's got Breitbart bookmarked on his Mac. Like, he's like full on, like, I'm just saying, Shapiro podcast every day guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had diabetes, I would not play for.
If he plays, I'll wear a shirt that says, Build That Vol.
Infielders, we got Ozzie Albies, Yonder Alonso. Did you know Yonder Alonso played for the Braves?
I remember.
I forgot about him.
Vaguely signing Yonder Alonso. Doesn't because it was like the day after somebody else signed somebody really good, and then we signed Yonder Alonso.
I feel like he has like a 200 batting average and like a zillion ISO.
That's probably true.
That's basically his profile.
I mean, let's be honest. He's just depth.
He's just depth at first base, right? Basically, in case Freddie needs a day off.
So if
Freddie gets a start over him, Freddie is playing over Yonder.
Last year he played 292 at bats. It had 10 home runs, 37 RBI, and padded 199. So, like Josh said, he hits it a long way, but he barely hits it. I'm trying not to lose the entire podcast off of that joke. We've got Braves third baseman Johan Camargo.
He's gonna play over Yonder.
He's playing over Yonder today.
Are you okay yet, Josh? Do we need to breathe?
Okay. Dude, don't think Chip Carey's not gonna say that like three times this year, at least
30. 30 times.
At least.
And
Johan I swear if Chip Carey even once says more like Shea Bengaliers, I'm gonna kill him. Because he's listening to the show and just stealing our material.
Yeah. What if he says chandeliers? I'm just saying. Charlie Culberson has been re-signed. I don't know if y'all remembered that. You know, the Atlanta Braves let him go and then re-signed him.
Yeah.
There's been this big petition online to I noticed our buddy Neil Shalit tried to inform everyone that Charlie Culberson wasn't good. I'm just here to inform everyone
shut
that
up.
Neil Shalit's
not
very good. Listen, I'm just here to tell everyone that Neil Shalit's not very good.
Okay, to be fair, Neil's great. I like Neil a lot. And to be fair, good players don't get hit in the face. They just don't do that. So he's got a point there. Name one player who got hit in the face and was better because of it. Good players use their bat.
Stanton.
That's right. Okay, but he changed his name. That was Mike Stanton that got hit. Now this Giancarlo guy is a different. This is his brother.
Okay. Yeah.
You're right.
I almost said Jason Hayward, and I realized that was totally wrong.
Yeah.
He's been terrible ever since.
Not at all. No, I'm kidding. We're glad Charlie's back and healthy. That was
I seriously am glad that Charlie's back.
Did you know that the whole like his grandfather played thing is not true? That's not his grandfather.
Wait, you've been saying that for like 2 years. You've been
I thought it was his grandfather.
No.
Telling us that his grandfather played for the Red Sox.
Well, it wasn't just me. It was everybody else, too. No,
are you sure?
Leon Culberson was his grandfather's brother. His grandfather, yeah.
So his great-uncle.
His great-uncle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Just slight adjustment close enough. To the story. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, close enough. After that, we got Freddie Freeman, Adani Echevarria. Did y'all know we got Echevarria back? Famously once told in an interview that he thanked God for removing him from the Mets.
Put him in the Hall of Fame. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Also, his girlfriend, smoking hot.
She is smoking hot.
I think it'd be great if, what's his name? The translator guy? What's his name? Franco Garcia, I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be great if, like, everybody was, like Acuna's given this long thing, you know, and so... Nick Green or Paul Bird or whoever has the microphone, and then Franco, and they're like, "What did Acuna just say?" And he'd be like, the Mets can go to hell. Like, that was, he just made it up and the crowd goes wild. I think that'd be an awesome thing to just start doing at random times during the season.
That would be funny. That would be funny. Especially if they say something questionable that could get them in trouble. Just, you know, just randomly say the Phillies
suck. Spice up the interview. Acuna won't really know. Like, no one will really know. And it would just be funny.
Then we got Pete Cosma. Atlanta Brave Pete Cosma. Do you remember Pete Cosma, Josh?
Vaguely.
And then we've got Atlanta Brave Peter O'Brien. Do you remember Peter O'Brien?
No. He was hitting some bangers in spring training.
Yeah, he was.
I think he had like six homers in spring training or something.
Didn't
the Braves have a – no, I'm thinking of Charlie O'Brien.
Charlie O'Brien.
Then we've got Austin Riley, Braden Shoemake making the squad. Braden probably won't get called up. This is probably an opportunity for Braden to do more development, like working at Gwinnett and different things. But we'll see. And then young Gervis Solarte. I don't really know how you say his name, but you got to be careful that you don't like say Hangervis or it's Yang Gervis. No nooses near him either. And then Dansby Swanson. Now here's Samsonite. The thing. Here's how this works. There's a 60 man pool, Josh, but you still have to add these guys to the 40 man, I believe, for them to get called up. So this is your 60-man player pool that you can draw from the minors, or if you want to call it that. But then you actually still have to add them to the official 40-man. And this being said, they've only got 56 players on this pool, including 17 non-roster submissions. So they can add at least four more. That leaves them some room if they were to trade or do something to be able to add some more. So interesting to see what happens there. There's a few pitchers that got left off that a few people were like, it might be interesting to see what happens. So there may be some more people added from within the organization as we get closer to starting day and that kind of thing. But anyway, that's a look at your Atlanta Braves 60-man squad. Fellas, it's been a fun episode. I've enjoyed talking baseball with you guys. Thanks for hanging out with the Knock Home Nation podcast show.
It's been
real.
I've never been more excited to see 60 men in a pool before.
Chlorine does kill COVID, so
they're good.
Take that, Keith Olbermann, you bitch.
He said there's a 0.0% chance we have a World Series today.
I've been saying it ain't gonna happen, man.
So Josh is basically Keith Olbermann.
Ooh, Josh,
that's
and
a
Keith
note
Olbermann
to end on.
Our good friends.
Hey, if you would like to get some awesome Knock Home Nation swag, check it out at shop.spreadshirt.com/Knock Home Nation. Get you an awesome shirt. Put that thing on and wear it around and rep the nation. We appreciate you listening. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the nation's leading replacement-level podcast. Knock Home Nation is brought to you by Knock Home Nation patrons. To become a patron, visit patreon.com/knockahomination. For new episodes and content, visit knockahomination.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NakahomaNTN. Special thanks to research assistant Braves Auctions Guy and spiritual advisor John D. Howard. See you next week, knuckleheads.